USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his administration is working very closely with the cruise ship industry on the growing coronavirus threat.
They're taking very strong steps in terms of people going on and going off, but they're spending a lot of money and they're working very hard, and we're going to be helping that industry.
Meeting with health insurers at the White House, Vice President Pence insists the full resources of the federal government are being focused on the growing coronavirus crisis, including pushing out accurate test kits. The Dow opened up more than 900 points following a more than 2,000-point drop on Monday. Joe is a veteran money manager and tells CNBC,
"The losses that we had the last couple of weeks, you haven't even really gotten that statement yet. I moved all my money into treasuries 3 weeks ago because I saw this coming."
In trading, the Dow is up over 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Voters in six states are heading to the polls today, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Another round of primaries today. The Democratic race essentially coming down now to just two candidates in Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. However, Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard said last night she is continuing her long shot campaign.
My candidacy, this is the reason why I ran for president, really bringing the point that the most important responsibility that the president has is to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of the American people.
Gabbard speaking there last night on Fox News.
Elon Musk is worried SpaceX won't go to Mars before he dies. Speaking at the Satellite 2020 conference in Washington, D.C., the billionaire CEO says he's definitely going to be dead if the rocket company doesn't pick up the pace. Musk also lamented on Monday that it's taken 18 years just to get ready to put people in Earth orbit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Preparing your taxes can be a headache. For many taxpayers, it doesn't have to come with a cost, too. Between public and private options, both online and in person, there are a number of options for free preparation and filing. For about 70% of the nation's taxpayers, those with an adjusted gross income of under $69,000 or less in 2019, the IRS has a program called the IRS File Free Program. Now, you can check it out on the IRS website if you're interested. Now, let's say you've done your taxes and this year you're getting a big return. Maddie Dupler is the president of Forward Strategies and a fellow with the National Taxpayers Union. She says those big returns are not ways to depend on money every spring.
Depending on your tax refund is not a personal finance strategy. Put another way, this is literally just money you are giving interest-free to the government for an entire year when you certainly could be doing more with that money for your own personal financial future, particularly after the changes that were made in the law in 2017. Changes to the withholding components in the law made sure that Americans got more money back in their paycheck every month, $100 or $200 for the typical American every single month. So think about what you could do with that money. Rather than letting the government hold on to it for you, you could be investing that. You could be saving it. You could be using it to pay down debt. All of those are better things to do than to be waiting until April 15th to get a tax refund back, because then that money can't work for you than it could have been doing over the course of the previous year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.